This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
One race, 2G buy-in, winner takes all.
I don't have any cash, but I do have the pink slip to my car.
You brave.
You're in.
Do it fast, do it furious.
On the street, where reputations are made.
It don't matter if you win by an inch or a mile. Winning's winning.
In a world beyond the law.
You drive like you've done this before. No, never.
If you have what it takes.
You want a beer?
Yo, Dom, why'd you bring that fool here?
Because he kept me out of handcuffs.
You can have it all.
My brother likes you. Usually he doesn't like anybody.
But when rivalries are a way of life.
I thought we had an agreement. You stay away, I stay away.
When loyalty is all that matters.
You don't know this punk, Dom. Watch your back.
You break her heart, I'll break your neck.
Would you be willing?
Yeah, stick by me.
Maybe.
To risk everything.
Okay, guess what? Laura Lapkus, she's sitting this season out. She's got things to do. She's a busy lady. And you better believe I got an amazing co-host, and it's John Gabrus! Boop, 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 boop.
Oh, yes. Finally able to monetize my ability of hating how little movies Nicole Byer has seen in society.
Here's the fun fact about the Fast and the Furious franchise. I love the Fast and the Furious franchise.
I hope so. It's right in your wheelhouse.
I love it so fucking much. So, I mean, this season is like, it's just going to be a little different because I've actually seen the movies, but I haven't seen Tokyo Drift and I haven't seen maybe the third one. I don't know
Tokyo
why.
Tokyo Drift is the third one. So you probably didn't see the fourth one, which we kind of call Ampersand and is kind of known as the worst one.
Yes, I have not seen the fourth one. Okay.
I, on the other hand, am an old comer to this and an old comer in bed. But I have seen these movies countless times, almost all of them in the theater, and I'm excited to scream about them with you and other friends of ours.
Hell yeah. And this season is going to be 10 episodes, so we're going to cover all 9 movies along with Hobbs and Shaw.
Oh, yeah.
So today, we're discussing the first film in the Fast and Furious franchise, The Fast and the Furious. It was made in 2001. It is available on DVD with a subscription to HBO Max. You can also watch it for a little fee on Amazon, Apple TV, Google Play, and Vudu. And guess what? There's going to be spoilers, so sorry about it. Okay.
Yeah. Let's just say objectively, if people are tuning into a movie podcast where they're talking about a movie from 20 years ago, there just might be some spoilers.
Just like a little bit. We might talk about the ending. We might spoil it.
Wait, okay. What happened to Dom in Fast 1? I have no idea.
Does he die? We don't know.
Does he die? He's got 8 more coming after this, so
he
maybe.
Comes back to life. He's risen like Jesus.
There is resurrections in the Fast and the Furious franchise, and we will get to them eventually, but yes.
Wait, there's resurrections?
Spoiler alert, we'll get to it. Don't
okay.
you worry.
Okay, we'll get to it. So I guess I am a newcomer, kind of, because I pay attention to nothing.
Right,
but our
fair.
Guest today.
It's all new to you.
I'm like a baby seeing the world every day with fresh eyes going, what is it? Our guest today, is Betsy Sodaro. She's a writer. She's an actress. You've seen her on Disjointed, Duncanville, Golden Arm. Honestly, if you have not seen Golden Arm, please do yourself a favor and see it. Betsy is so fucking good in it. Also, co-hosts the podcast A Funny Feeling, and We Love Trash. Ooh, ooh, Betsy.
Vroom, vroom. Vroom, vroom.
Vroom, vroom. We're on Zoom. Vroom, talking vroom. Fast and boom, baby.
Betsy, have you seen any of the Fast and the Furious franchise?
I've not seen any of it, and I had no real desire until I heard about Resurrection and the fourth one being god-awful. I'm like, maybe I should just skip to the fourth.
Yeah, baby.
What were your initial thoughts?
Ooh, well, I immediately was like, this feels very Point Break-y.
Yes.
It's exactly
it
Point Break.
It is Point Break,
break
with cars.
Yes. Fast I had no clue.
Fast 1 is Point Break with cars. By the end, it's Avengers with cars. Like Fast 9 is like fully a different Justice League with cars, but slightly shorter.
Yeah, I agree. Because I did see Hobbs and Shaw, and I believe at one point, The Rock is like holding a helicopter and a car together, and I saw it in theaters, and I just went, no, he can't.
That's
too much.
Bonkers.
Yeah, this is weirdly enough the most grounded of all the movies, which
is
horrifying because it's hardly grounded with some of the stunts they pull up.
Every single other machine that is driving is going unbelievably fast. Mm-hmm. Like the trains, the semis are going like also, those fast cars are having to keep up.
The truck drivers like, also never slow down no matter what's happening
sure
on the road around them. If people are leaping onto the truck, they're still like, keep flooring it. We gotta get these DVD players somewhere.
I think it's a commentary on the state of America where truck drivers, they can't even take a break. They gotta make their deliveries to get paid.
There it is. You
they're
hear
the
frontline
workers of the Fast and the Furious.
You
franchise.
Know, this was, I think, a premonition to fucking Jeff Bezos blasting off to space while everybody else is working. Isn't that stupid? He went to space.
It's so dumb. Like, it still hasn't hit me how wild it is. Like, it feels like we're in an episode of The Simpsons or something.
It feels like we're in, like, feudal times and kings and queens are just eating venison sloppily all over themselves while the rest of us are
puking it up
the
while
plague
we're like,
and
give
shit.
Us some.
Lisa, Whoa. Can I have some more?
Lisa.
More, you say? Watching this movie, I was like, wow, this feels like an indie. And then I was like, Nicole, maybe you haven't seen an indie in a minute.
It does. It's funny you say that, though, Byer, because blockbuster culture in America, in our cinema, has changed so much that its blockbusters have to be enormous now. And this movie was wildly popular, and it's arguably a little small. Like, it's like it tells a small story about street racers turned criminals before they become agents of the U.S. government and save the world and all that shit. But it's so crazy. We're so conditioned to movies having to be like, aliens are invading, save the world. And that's the only stakes that matter. Where on this stakes, though, what matters is Brian coming across as kind of cool to Dom.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here for it. It's such
a truly kind of cool.
I would love to just point out the Paul Walker and Vin Diesel dynamic on camera it's magnetic in this movie.
It really is.
I was blown away.
It's a little bit of a love story.
Not
like it is.
Oh, it is.
It's a bromancy love story. It's a heterosexual love story. Letty's definitely bi and then like gets it on with Dom and you're like, yes, but like I'm missing her with a woman. Like I kind of want to see that too.
Yeah, I was saying the same thing in 2001 and in 2021 when I watched it last night. I was like, let's get a few more ladies up in here.
It is funny that like after the one of after when Brian saves Vin Diesel from the cops and there's a party going on, like one of the first shots of the parties is just two girls making out. And I was like, okay, 2001. Like,
I feel like this is something, knowing my co-host Nicole Byer here, will come up in every episode, is the level of sexuality of Fast and the Furious movies is very confusing. It's
very
more sexual than Marvel movies, which are asexual.
Never seen them.
It's still PG-13 sexual, in which like it's like butt cleavage and boobs, or like women walking in bikinis set to like steel drum music or like a calypso beat. It's such a common occurrence in the Fast and Furious movies, where it's like the exact level of sexuality is like a music video from 94. Mm-hmm. And I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
Truly,
yes,
I am.
It's perfect.
Who would have thought that, based on modern culture, we were only going to get more puritanical in our movies and less sexual. Like, whereas Hobbs and Shaw is like two asexual human beings fighting over a girl. You're like, what the fuck is this?
I loved in the drag racing scene, the first one, where Ja Rule, who I think had to do ADR because his mumbles didn't match his mouth. But when that girl was like, if you win, all this is yours, and you can have her. And then he's like, Monica!
When he starts to lose, he's like, Monica! I'm like, okay, this is funny. This movie's funny.
Ja Rule is super fucking great in this movie. Weirdly enough,
so
and his mute and his song at the end is fucking fire.
Yeah, wait. The Fast. Wait, how does it go?
It's literally like Fast and the Furious.
And the Furious. It was like, in case you forgot what you just watched, Ja Rule will remind you.
Ja Rule hitting us with the Gilligan's Island theme song that gives Fast and the Furious. You gotta be Fast and Furious. Steal DVD players. It's just like repeating the entire premise of the movie.
Pretty much Point Break. Whoa.
Okay, real quick, we got to do a news segment, and we haven't picked a title for it yet, so it could be the Toretto Gazzetto, Speeders Digest, Fast and Curious, The Tire Wire, Dom Digest, or We'll Read.
My vote is for the Toretto Gazzetto.
I like Toretto,
but I think we hold on to Fast and Curious for any sexual things we're feeling throughout the movies. Like, I'm fast and curious about Paul Walker in this movie.
Dude,
he's so
hot.
Pretty. Okay, so F9. Is
all
it
right.
really
the
called
news.
F9? I haven't seen it yet.
Yes, it's called F9.
Isn't it like 3 hours long?
They gave
it's two
up.
Hours and 40 minutes. And
no, it's not.
I can't even give you guys spoilers because it's so all over the place. It's so different than this movie. It's going to be comical when we get to it, Byer.
Wait, it's just called F9 and then they didn't edit it down. It's 2 hours and 40 fucking minutes.
Dude, all the naming concepts of Fast go, we'll get to them, but they get weird.
Isn't there another one called Fast and Furious?
Yes.
Not the Fast. Like,
There's
I
two,
almost
there's
watched
two fast,
that one.
There's Too Fast, Too Furious, which is two. There's Fast and Furious, : Tokyo Drift, which is three. Then there's The Fast and the Furious, which is what people call ampersand, or I learned that from Griffin Newman. That's fourth. And then five is Fast Five. Six is like Fast and Furious. And like they devolve until it's Fate
they
of
just
the Furious,
keep
F8.
Like mushing it around. Fast and Furious. How many ways can we put these two words together?
It's like anime where they're like : Battle Angel or whatever. And you're like, okay.
All right, fine.
Well, F9 breaks pandemic box office record. F9, the latest installment of the Fast and Furious franchise, broke the box office records in both U.S. and Canada. It brought home an estimated $70 million in the U.S. alone, making it the biggest box office opening since 2019 Star Wars, Rise of Skywalker. Wow.
Whoa.
It's a weird sort of title to claim. We're the highest ranking movie since before the pandemic. Not bad, guys. But I will say, my first major theater experience back was seeing the opening night Fast 9 in the theater. It was Fast 9, we got that episode down the road. We're on Fast 1 now, right?
Fast 1.
Let's focus on where it all begins. I'd like to point out something that the movie franchise eventually is built on family and relationships, and it gets so fucking crazy. But they really hammer down their like love and appreciation for each other in this movie.
I mean, that dinner scene.
Yep.
Yeah, I love it.
what a
you
nice
gotta say grace.
Yeah.
And that that comes back in almost every movie.
Oh boy. Maybe I haven't seen as many. I don't think I've seen six either. When you first saw, I dip in and out of the franchise. When
understandably,
you first saw The Fast and the Furious, Gabrus, how old were you? Did you see this in theaters? Did you see it when it first came out?
I saw this in theaters. So I was like 19 or 20. It was like during college, or I was home from college. And it was cool as hell. And like street racing was kind of new then. It like kids in my high school had like dropped Civics with like black lights and subwoofers and shit. And that was kind of hitting the culture. And then that art, I guess it's based on an article called Racer X about street racer culture. And seeing it in the movie, you're like, now it feels rote. It feels like, yeah, we've seen we've seen 18 hours of these characters specifically, no less hundreds of hours about street racing. But it was a real fucking, when we first saw it, we were all like, I drove home like a fucking maniac from the Belmore Playhouse. And all I could talk about for like the year after seeing this movie was Nos. It was like, give me some fucking Nos.
They say Nos so much.
Nos! Because
I kept seeing it like when Paul Walker gets to the place he works. I kept seeing Nos and I was like, what the fuck? Uh-huh. And then he starts going, Nos, Nos, I need Nos. Where's Nos? I need two Nos. And I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Now, Nos is laughing gas, is nitrous oxide.
Wait,
so,
really?
So they could use it for two things. They could use it to get high as a motherfucker,
or
they can use it.
Go, 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 zoom, zoom, fast.
Car, car, go, go, zoom, zoom, fast.
When I first saw Fast and the Furious, I saw it on VHS. My mom bought it for me because I like cars. And when I watched it, I wasn't like, cool, they're going fast. I was like, all these cars are attainable. Like, they're
that's
like,
what's cool. It's like only the one Lamborghini from the fucking douchebag, but the rest of it is like, and that's what kind of the movie, they like, they're like, oh, you can scrap together with like some know-how.
Like,
you can
Jesse
make a
has a Jetta. I think Dom has a Mazda RX-7 or RX-8. I'm not sure. Brian ends up with a Supra. He starts out with an Eclipse. And these are all like economy coupes.
These are what like high school kids drove in the 90s. Like everyone had their mom's Buick Century or Ford Taurus or Mazda RX-7.
I fucking love it, and then
it's like it's all about what's under the hood and
you gotta put 15 grand under the hood.
I like that moment where they shit on him for just spending money and not like know-how or like Dom will say it multiple times, but it's not about the car. It's about who's behind the wheel.
I mean, this movie made me love Vin Diesel in a way that I cannot explain to you. Like, he's so sexy and bald and like he owns everything. I love him.
He's perfect in the movie because I don't know if I've ever. I think I saw that one where he's like a babysitter or something. And I was like,
the
this
pacifier
fucking sucks. Yeah, and but then watching, I was like, oh, I see why he's a star. He's so good in this world and in this role.
You should watch his short film. I cannot remember what it's called, but it's about him like auditioning and not being black enough. And it's great. I think it's still on YouTube.
Wait, oh, man. What?
Have you guys seen it?
No, I gotta
it's
find
great.
It.
Great. And then after that, watch him sing Stay by Rihanna. It's honestly transcendent.
Little Vin Diesel fact. This might come up 11 times throughout this pod because I got to tell every guest. He has a microphone in every room in his house for potential karaoke, for potential singing. He has a microphone in every room in his house.
I love that.
Love him. Okay, we'll real quick, we got to take a break. If you're wondering what a NordVPN is, I'll tell you. VPN stands for Virtual Private Network, a service that protects your internet connection and online privacy. A VPN creates an encrypted tunnel for your data. Protect your online identity by hiding your IP address and allow you to use public Wi-Fi hotspots safely. I'm using a NordVPN myself. And honestly, it's very easy to use. You connect with one click to enable auto connect for zero click protection. It has amazing speed. NordVPN is one of the fastest VPNs out there, and it supports every major platform: Windows, Android, iOS, Linux, even Android TV. You can switch your virtual location to access apps and websites in other countries. Get an exclusive NordVPN deal here at nordvpn.com/newcomers. NordVPN.com/newcomers. It's risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Link is in the episode description.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, some info about The Fast and the Furious. It was written by Gary S. Thompson, Eric Berquist, and David Ayer. And it was directed by Rob Cohen, released June 22nd, 2001.
Wow.
And then we should go through the plot summary. Gabrus, do you have it in front of you?
No, but I could do it off the top of my head. No, I'm just kidding.
Open your fucking email.
No, I know, but we don't need to. Do you want to read through it? We should have discussed this before.
Well, I guess we don't have to.
Well, let's talk about it a little bit, I guess.
Okay.
So we don't know Brian is an undercover cop at this point in the movie. It starts with a dope heist. We don't know who that is. And then the next day, we see Brian racing his car, and he visits Toretto's Market, which is a sandwich stand.
Nasty, dude.
But it's like a weird sandwich shop, because he asks for tuna, and then Mia makes it just in front of him. I was like, was this refrigerated? Where did you get the tuna from? And then he wants the crust cut off, and I was like, are you six? What's happening?
This is like meatheads who write car racing movies trying to figure out how this guy and Mia could have a relationship. But it's like, ask her to cut the crust off your tuna sandwich. That's what chicks and guys interact like.
I mean,
and the market is like attached to a garage. It's like, I gotta grab a sub.
It's so dirty. Like, everyone, they put, like, they took dirt and swiped it over the lens because everybody is just filthy looking, and it's, like, grim.
It feels, because it's in the middle of L.A., because you leave it and it looks beautiful. You see, like, a beautiful view of downtown L.A., but it feels like it's from, like, a horror movie, like the House of Wax or something, where it's like, you will die soon.
This is a pretty solid L.A. movie, and I do think, like, we are the city that has, like, amazing taco trucks in a Chevron station, or, like, the most random, you know what I mean? So it kind of fits, but it's just funny that it's called Toretto's Cafe. It's like, it's Toretto's Garage. Name the cafe something else. No, you don't have, you're Dominic Toretto. You're an ex-gangster. You don't have any fun. You're an ex-criminal. We're not a gangster. Sorry.
Yeah, get it right, Gabrus.
Come on.
And then we meet Vince, who's the big white guy in the crew, and he is not a fan of Brian because he also likes Mia. Yeah.
Hates Brian.
And rather than discuss that with Mia at all and give her her own agency, Vince decides to just attack Brian.
Yep. Which was insane. And then Mia was just like, Dom, get out there. They're fighting over me. And he's like, I'm reading my paper. And you just see like the back of his head. And then Letty's like, come on. And then he like gets up slow. And then, man, this like power walk out. And then you see like a close up on Letty. It's great. I thoroughly enjoyed that moment.
It establishes the entire dynamic of the crew in this moment. In that it's
very
like,
true.
Dom, do something. You're the dad. Then Letty's like the mom, like, be careful out there. Mm-hmm. And Mia's like, hurry up, dad. You know? And it's like,
and
my brothers are fighting.
And then that weird Jesse guy is just like, oh, yeah, hey, man. He's so strong. I thought he was going to die.
Yeah, it's a bummer he didn't.
I thought for sure he was going to die in that race or whatever. I was like, yeah, one of them's got to die.
Did he die getting gunned down later? Does he die in that moment?
Jesse,
I don't remember.
Wait.
Yeah, I think he does, right?
In that moment,
oh,
no. But Jesse dies later.
Later. Shoot,
when
he
the,
does die.
When the
okay.
Gang, the motorcycle gang.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which really is... I was very upset. Okay, so anyway, so Brian, like I said, has a 95 Mitsubishi Eclipse. He brings it to the fucking street racing party. It's Woo! A party.
Every time they set up a street race in the Fast and Furious movies, it's got like a banging music cue, and we see like three women that would never dress like this doing something that women don't do in public, and then like other guys like just looking at hoods of cars and being like, hell yeah,
oh,
brother.
Cool, man. That's an engine.
But, that is a muffler. Get your mouth off of it, brother.
But Brian doesn't fucking bring money because he didn't do his due diligence to be like, do they bet money? Do they bet cars? So he bets his fucking car.
He wants respect.
It's pink slips is
Remember?
Like a term I know from Beach Boys songs.
I just know it from Greece, I think.
Yeah,
I think
Greece.
I know mine from Greece. I'm like, we're racing for the pink slip.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
Like, does he have a pink slip?
No, that's not the lyrics at all.
It honestly might be.
I'd like to give Vin Diesel the pink slip, if you know what I mean.
I would give him all of my, I would give him all two of my pink slips. Get it?
Whoa. Do you get it? I will help you understand it in the next sound effect I make.
So they fucking race. Brian's, you know, pressing his, he's got a whole computer set up in his car.
That was funny.
And he's typing away and he's hitting his NAS and then fucking his car falls apart and sparks. And then he almost beats Dom, but he was never gonna beat Dom because that's what Dom says later.
You me? Had me?
Oh, yeah.
You never even had your car. I live my life 1/4 mile at a time. For the listeners, I'm doing the Vin Diesel stance because he knows it makes his shoulders and arms look good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You had me? You never even had your car. And everyone at the street race is like,
oh, yeah.
Tell him, Dom, you just won his pink slip.
Everyone is a big fan of Dom, and I love it so much.
And we'll see that no matter what country he goes to, everyone there knows who he is going forward in these movies. He's like, what I love about the Cuban people, he has like an accent out of nowhere, and people are like,
no.
What? Just wait and see. You're going to love this shit.
I love this.
Okay,
so
I
then
watch these
LAPD
movies.
Fucking is all over this. Everybody zooms away. Dom parks his car just in this random garage that I think is next to Largo. And he just leaves his car there. And then Brian's like, get in. And then he's like, all right. And then they evade the police. And Dom's like, done this before. And he's like, no, never. And he's like, no, I got your whole record. You went to juvie.
Oh, you
boosted cars. And he's like,
got me busted.
Can you take me to a party now, Dom? I want to finger your sister.
Well, before they go to that party, we got Johnny Tran and his cousin Lance,
yes.
I think Nugent. And I don't really understand the like rivalry. It's not really explained well.
It almost never makes sense until you're just like, they have to like show them being bad by putting gasoline in that dude's mouth just so you go, okay, then they're bad guys. Because
right.
now you've only seen both sides do illegal shit and you're like, who's the good guy?
That's
who's the
exactly
bad guy?
It. Where it's like, everybody's kind of shitty right now.
Yeah, everyone's a criminal as far as society is concerned.
And the way Dom introduces him, he's like, that's Johnny Tran and that's his cousin in the snakeskin pants, Lance. Yeah. And I was like, why do what?
Yes.
Well, who cares? Then they shoot up that car, and then we have Dom go, Nas.
They establish that these guys always have silenced Uzis on them so that it can come into play later. It's like Chekhov's silenced Uzi. We establish it, and then we're going to spray down the fucking Toretto house with it later. The Toretto house, which survives like 11 terrorist attacks over the course of series, y'all truly is like rebuilt 3 times.
That's so fucking funny.
It's like the fucking Avengers Tower.
But also, this car blows up in a way that everybody in a 10-mile radius would have heard it. And right. No cops come. Not one person said, everybody okay?
Right. Nobody was blown. Like, Paul Walker, it felt like, was like 10 feet away.
Truly.
Was just kind of walking away. It's like, your back would have been on fire, dude.
Between Paul Walker and Vin Diesel's short film, we know why the cops weren't after them.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel's like, if only I was black enough to deal
then
with
the cops
police.
Would come. So now they're at that fucking party. Where
the Buster, got me home. This Buster got me home. So fucking crazy. I haven't heard Buster in a long time. Either.
I don't think I've ever heard it one time.
I've never heard it like that.
I heard it in like the 90s. Like, look at this fucking Buster. Like some loser, just dork loser. That's
Whoa,
where I
Oh, I've yeah. never heard it like that.
Me either.
I had not heard it in 20 years in this movie. I just like how, what's with the Buster, Dom? This Buster? Like, they keep using it. And he's like, my name is Brian. You can have any Betsy you want as long as it's a Sidaro.
That made me laugh. I'm like, as long as it's a Corona.
You can have any brew you want as long as it's a Corona.
They loved Corona
I was
and
like,
Snapple.
Why do they love Corona so much? Why did he say that? I guess they had a tie-in?
No, they did not, but you will see. Eventually they do. Corona's in every movie also. I mean, Vin Diesel's not in every movie, and I think Corona is in a few.
Wait, Vin Diesel's not in every movie?
Strap the fuck in. This might be a new... This is newcomers all over again. Here we are, folks.
I guess so. I thought I saw... Most of the movie, I know I missed two. I guess I missed most. I don't know.
We'll get to it week by week, people. Nicole Byer, mind being blown over and over again as she realizes, what movies have I been watching?
Have I just been staring at my TV while it's off?
I saw Fast 7. It's a bunch of fish swimming around in circles. Byer, that sounds like an aquarium. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oopsies,
that's my favorite
movie. So Brian, he gets pulled over by LAPD, and then it's revealed what we knew all along, that he's an officer himself.
Back up, three steps to the right, hands behind your back.
Yeah, blah, was there like line dancing? What the fuck is this? Yeah.
Grab your partner, do-si-do.
But then they go to this like beautiful house, and I was like,
Weird.
Yeah,
weird,
it's like
house.
It's like classic, like cops being like, "Well, the budget is for a safe house. Let's get a fucking sick Airbnb with a view or whatever."
Yes,
we're cops after all. We got to game the system constantly for our benefit.
Yeah, Gabriel, spit that truth. The police.
The only anti-police Fast and the Furious podcast that's out there. We side with the car street racers and the thieves, motherfucker.
Hell yeah. Steal those DVD players.
Suck it, big DVD.
It is so funny that it's DVD players because, like, they're obsolete now. It didn't age well.
There were a couple I saw in the very beginning, a couple of tiny TVs with a VCR in it. You know, I was like, oh, buddy. Yeah, I feel even in 2001, that was like, I don't think so.
Yeah, it's like, we've moved on a little bit.
Yeah,
not to jump ahead, but in Fast 9, the thing they're after is two pieces of a bomb that could destroy the world. And in this one,
now
they're after all DVD players. It's very
the
funny.
Heightening is incredible. That's wild. Ooh. Two pieces of a bomb.
That if they touch together, literally like a video game, it's like you have one, the other, you can make the bomb that could stop the world. It's like,
that's the
Fast
world.
One is like the delivery. And also, we'll get to it, but why are these truck drivers so willing to die on behalf of DVD players?
That's
I'd be
the
like,
thing.
Bro, the truck is fucking yours, man.
Right?
Yeah, because the cops were like, the truckers are arming themselves. Yeah, they're going to start fighting back. And I was like,
climb
oh.
in, I'll hit you with my bat. I'd be like, bro, have the fucking truck.
Yeah, take pull over it. Here. I don't care.
I'll pull over. You don't even have to shoot the grappling hook into my car. I'll literally just wave me over and point the grappling hook at me. And I'll be like, you got it, bro. These guys don't step on the brakes once in these
Not
interactions.
One time.
It's no, it's crazy.
It does
going
make for like
so
a Western
fast.
Feel, though, like galloping yes. along a wagon and like yes. leaping off. It kind of is like a modern Western. They're all cowboys on mm-hmm. their cars.
Right.
On the steel
right.
horse I ride.
Ooh, ooh, on the full-wheeled steel horse, baby. So then Brian, he brings a, like, it looked like a burnt up fucking Toyota Supra to Dom's garage as his like 10-second car because he still owes him that car. And then Jesse is just like, what is this? And then he like opens the hood and he's like, oh, wow.
What a cool engine, man.
Oh, yeah, I guess we'll have to overnight some parts from Japan. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, whatever, man.
But
I do like this jargon sequence where they all start saying the stuff they want to do. I love jargon in any situation, and like car jargon, which is something, cargon, if you will, is something I don't even know about. So here, I like know oil change is like as deep as I go with cars as a city right. boy. And so like, let them just fucking go. They're like, oh, 10G fuel intake. Nice try. And you're like,
yeah, hey, man.
Sure, man.
And I bet the writers had a good time too of like, nobody will know, right? You can just kind of say stuff and nobody will give a shit. Okay.
Yeah, 2001. They're like, ask Jeeves about car parts on the internet.
So one night, Dom and Vince discover Brian investigating a garage, and it's never explained why Dominic or Dom
is
and
there.
Vince are there.
Yeah, and then, I was confused by that. I was like, well, why are you guys here? Turn right? the table on them, Paul.
I feel like it's because Vince suspects Brian. I'm doing work for the movie here. I don't know fully what they're saying, but I think it's because Vince suspects Brian, and he's like, you got to come with me, Dom. He's a cop. He's a piece of shit. Let's go get him. And then they go to see what he's doing. And he's just like, I'm here. Wait, what are you? Oh, we're both here. Okay. Let's hide while these guys commit a fucking absolute assault of this poor small business owner.
Yeah. They were so mean to that man. They put gasoline in his mouth. He said, kiss my shoes. And then he fucking kicked him. Bad. I would have been very upset. I would have said, this is not part of the deal. You said, kiss your shoes. You can't kick me.
Yeah. I kissed him. Now you kick me.
It's rude. So then the SWAT team goes in and fucking arrests Tran and Lance. And then Brian also is part of the SWAT team. And I was like, but you're undercover.
Yeah, that doesn't help his story at all. If he gets caught wearing full SWAT gear, he's just like, I was just investigating this garage again, Dom.
I just wanted to see.
going to a costume party with your sister, Mia.
Was this the very funny, like, 2001 montage moment of, like, I think there was a montage, right, leading up to this of, like, SWAT team getting ready.
Yes.
Vin and Letty, like, kind of dry humping against the car.
Yeah.
It was so perfect. This is good. To a funny song.
That you're right. That is like a portion of a lot of movies from that era where it's like, all right, 5 minutes set to a song where we show everybody where they're at emotionally.
Yeah.
It's just
in
Dom
slow motion.
Coming in his fucking Wranglers with Letty's legs around his shoulders.
And I love that Letty almost exclusively wears like leather pants in this hot garage where she's
so
dirty. I'm like, what
funny.
Is going on?
I forget who said it, but someone one time said it should be Letty as Dom's sister and Mia as Dom's girlfriend. Just based on like looks and attitude wise, it would make way more sense if Letty was Vin's sister in a way.
Casting wise,
I mean, they make a great couple, and you got to have her in the movie because she's a fucking queen. But it feels so weird that his sister is like a 75-pound woman, like, and his girlfriend is like a person who has the same voice as him.
See, that's why I think it's perfect. Dom would be the person to fuck himself.
Yeah,
like if he could. That's the choice.
Vin wrote that in. He's like, Dom has to be a fucking narcissist and only fucks people that are like him. And they're like, let's see what we can
do,
pal.
Okay, man.
So all the electronics, they're proven that they're purchased legally.
Now this is so that can we? I want to pause here for a second. It's like, why is Johnny Tran in the legal purchasing of electronics business?
Especially when he's like shoving oil down someone's throat and carrying Uzis around.
Well, ready he's to got kill a big family. They caught him at dinner. Maybe dessert was going to be some DVDs. But yeah, the cops are just like, you're going to have to consider Dom. And he's like, no, Dom's not organized enough to do it. And they're like, yes, you know it's him. So then they go to fucking Race Wars.
Great name for a place. Great name. Definitely attracts people of all different races if you call a place Race Wars. You might get the wrong kind of white guy showing up.
You can't call it Race Wars.
It's very intense to have a bunch of people pulling up to something called Race Wars, which is in the desert.
That is so fucking funny. They arrive and it's truly just like an actual race war. And they're like, we thought we were supposed to race cars.
Dominic, we don't know what side to put you on. Please watch my short film.
He's like, I don't know either. So then Jesse, he bets his dad's Volkswagen Jetta against Johnny Tran and his Honda S2000. Which is a very cool car. Jesse.
Yes. Huh? As a Jetta driver, my first car out here was a Jetta. And in the late 90s, when my friends were getting cars, Jetta was one of like the cool, cheap cars you could get. Yes. So anyone whose parents bought them a new car, it was like always a new Jetta.
And that's you would drive. Same.
Yeah, and it was just so popular, and Jettas were so cool that when I saw this movie, and I was like, oh, you could like soup up a Jetta. That like popped for me.
I feel like the old Jettas before they redesigned it were very like, when they were like, soup them up, they're cool. And then when they redesigned them, it was like, every 16-year-old girl will have a Jetta.
They're white and have four doors now. And it's like before it was like had a spoiler and it was dropped and shit. Yeah. Then the Golf GTI kind of took over.
Ooh, baby, yeah. I love
those are so rad.
Yeah, I've had two Golf wagons back to back. I'm not a car guy, but I do drive a station wagon for the last 7 years.
You love a hatchback.
Hell
you
yeah.
I love
baby.
It. Gotta have a place to keep my beach chairs. True story, beach chairs always in the trunk of my car.
Smart.
I love
smart.
That for you.
My apartment's smart. Too small. I gotta keep them in my car.
You are surrounded by boxes right now.
You truly are.
It is disgusting. Don't worry about that. I'm moving out. I got a divorce.
You heard it here first. He's a newcomer to single life.
I'm gonna be coming new a lot.
So Jesse, he loses his car because he races the pink slip for whatever reason.
and he just Forrest Gumps himself out of the stadium. He just keeps going.
Just he's, left.
He leaves Race Wars in his rear view mirror.
That made me laugh. And I was like, yeah, smart man. Get out of here.
Yeah, just leave. Like, you got a car. You don't have to give your car to someone. Just leave. So then Brian sees Dom and the crew leaving. And then that's when he's like, they're the hijackers. And he's like, Mia, I'm a cop.
I'm a
and she's
cop.
Like, what? 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 Okay, come on. Let's go find them.
She's like, well, that's okay, because it's been 3 days, so I'm already in love with you. And even if we did build this relationship in the last 72 hours on a lie of who you really are, I'm still gonna believe you and follow you to the end of the earth. I know it's my brother you're here to arrest, but I love you, Brian. It's like, wait, what?
Yeah, it's fucked up.
It's so intense.
It's funny that he has to reveal it too. And then like we get like a triple reveal where he's like, I need a trace on that. And then also later when he does it to Vin, he's like, I am undercover unit, please send the chopper or whatever. And everyone's like, he's like, I already told seven people. For the audience, it's like the 11th time we've been revealed that he's a cop.
You're right. He just spent the last 15 minutes of the movie being like, I'm a cop. I'm a cop.
I'm a cop.
Hello, I'm a cop.
I'm a cop.
Call 911, I'm a cop.
Kind of like how cops actually act, constantly telling you they're a cop by their just basic behavior.
But Dom, Letty, and Vince and Leon are like, all right, we're going to do one more heist. And then Letty's like, we shouldn't do this without Jesse calling out that, like, this is going to go bad. She literally tells us that this is not going to go well.
I feel I think all of them are like, I don't know, something feels weird about tonight. Yeah, this is going to go bad. And Vince just like, whatever, we got to do this.
I misremembered this part of the movie. And on the rewatch last night, I was like, oh, I remembered it being some weird loophole as to why they weren't the... actual heist
people.
Why
they weren't.
I thought it was like, and we had to do it to get these illegal things back into the hands of who they, like, but this is the first movie, so they don't have to make them superheroes. They can just be kind of grimy bad guys.
Yeah.
I was wondering that because I was like, there's so many more movies, but they're bad guys. How's this going to work out? But then it worked out. It worked out.
But this is like pretty intense. I enjoyed this. They're fucking, what's his name?
Vince?
Leon. Vince is wearing a motorcycle helmet. He jumps on the truck. That truck driver is like, fuck.
Wait, hold on. Vince puts a motorcycle helmet on. A stuntman with a motorcycle helmet jumps onto the truck. And then for all the insert shots, he takes the helmet off.
We got that is really funny.
So obviously that you put it on for just the big move. And then why would he need to take it off in that moment? It would arguably save
your life.
Yes. That is so. I didn't even think of that. That's
my favorite whenever it's like, especially when people are like lit on fire in a movie where it's clearly just like a way bigger dude, just full, like so many more articles of clothing. Oh, I love it so much. It's like, that's not the person at all.
But when you have a killer actor like Matt Scholes, the guy who plays Vince, when you have him, you got to get the mask off and let people see who he is.
You got to get that mask off. Show that beautiful face.
Show that Hollywood face. I will say, Vince has got a great look for like a street racing crew. He's like weirdly big in a scary way, but not in like the Rock way. He's like not muscular. He just looks like a big dude who like used to hit people with bats or something.
Right. Who has like anger problems.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I'm scared.
And you're like,
man.
I would make a mistake and fuck him a couple times.
Yeah, that is the truest statement of the century. That's why, and Nicole, thank you for saying that, because now we're inside Mia's head and we know how she's like, I guess I accidentally let this guy on. But Paul Walker is a little bit of an upgrade for me.
Just a tad. He looks like he showers.
This angelic tuna eating freak shows up. Just gotta fall in love with him.
But then, okay, so they call a helicopter to get him, and then later Brian arrives at Dom's house, and then Dom's
To jump back to the action sequence, imagine shooting a shotgun while driving a big rig. It's like,
no.
I know.
Both of those things are like three-handed operations. Like to load and shoot a pump action shotgun and drive a huge. This guy is so casual and he's ready to die or to blow his own truck up over DVD players. I don't understand.
I hope the next one is going to be a prequel about that dude's life. Like what?
Fast 10 is just a pickup. It's just a guy in truck driving school. Like, I'm so tired of getting fucked over by freaks and cool cars.
Here we go.
Load. You do not need that for day one of truck driving school, man.
He's like a sharpshooter. He hits every target.
He's very good. He blows Dom's car out. The end of this movie feels good because later on we learn that Dom is the best driver in the world in the later movies. But we see him fuck up big time twice at the end here, which is
and Letty gets like, she goes off the road, his tire blows out, she's all fucking bloody. It's a good like action scene that's also believable in a way.
Vince's arm gets so fucked up, and later in Fast 5, he's got scars all over his arm. The character is really cool.
Ooh,
I was worried that
back. It
was going to rip off.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no, he's going to lose his fucking arm, dude.
And then the truck driver takes the arm and swings it around, and he's like, I'll fucking kill you all.
Vince switches his arm out with a NOS booster, and he's like, finally. NOS.
So then we're at Dom's house. Dom's like, I'm going to go get Jesse. But then Jesse arrives and he's like, I don't know, man. I just fucking left. And then fucking Johnny Tran's like, poppity pop, pop, pop. And I was take your car. You don't have to fucking kill the man.
That's okay. Thank you, Byer. Yes. This is what I was screaming at my TV. It was like, the car's there and you have guns. I feel like you could just take the car.
Just take the car.
And you don't know that Brian's a cop at this moment. He's about to witness a fucking murder. Like, you could just take the car. Leave your motorcycle. Leave the gun. Take the cannolis.
And then, so he chases Johnny Tran down, shoots Johnny Tran, kills Johnny Tran.
Yeah.
And then he goes back to get Dominic. And it's like, oh, no, he sees Dom has his dad's Dodge Charger, and that's
the one that he never drove.
That story. My dad died in a car crash, and as the flames grew higher, I heard my dad screaming, but they were like, nah, it's just
like,
you.
It was you screaming. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It reminded me of that part in Gremlins where the girl, like, talks about why she hates Christmas because her dad got stuck in the chimney and died.
Dude, we talk about that a lot on Action Boys because I'm upset. Like, it's the middle of a kid's movie about Christmas, and it's like, dad got stuck in the attic and it's starting to smell, and you're like, what the fuck? This has nothing to do with Gremlins. This is so depressing.
It's so
and I'm
weird.
Fucking nine. Just show me Mogwai. I'm here with fucking Gizmo.
I just
want
to see some fucking Gremlins rocking out to some rock and roll music, man. Come on.
Can we talk for a second about how Brian looks? He shoots Johnny Tran from the car, which is such a funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, he like
leaning his arms on the like he's got his window down shooting gun. It's like, why is he killing this guy from behind anyway? If he's a real cop, you got to arrest him. You can't just shoot a dude in the back as he leaves.
You really can't. But you know, that's what cops do. They shoot to kill.
Yep.
I thought he was black under that helmet. That is not an excuse. You're not allowed to say that out loud.
Sorry about it, but it's what I thought. So then.
So Toretto's in Papa's car.
Yeah, he's in his daddy's car. They race for no good reason. They jump these train tracks. A train almost hits them. And they're like, yippee, we made it. And then fucking Dom crashes into this truck. I guess that truck driver is like, I'll get my revenge. Right? It was a giant, it was a truck, right?
Yeah, it was probably the same guy.
God, like, I hope it's the same dude. Being
it's
like,
got
give
two
me your
shotgun holes
truck.
In the front.
Give me your garbage truck.
He was like, all I'm trying to do is deliver these DVD players.
Meanwhile, there's like a bunch of kids who are like, we promise you the DVD players will be here soon. We know you're all dying of cancer, but you'll be able to watch your favorite
this
movie.
This was our make-a-win.
Yeah, we just wanted a portable TV DVD combo.
But then the movie ends with Brian giving Dom the keys to his car, solidifying that they are friends and that I guess that the betrayal isn't as bad as we think it is.
Yeah. What does Vin Diesel say when he pulls him out of the car? By the way, little Paul Walker pulling out the human teddy bear that is Vin Diesel looks so funny. He's so big and he's trying to pretend like he's limp, but he's just so broad
shouldered. Vin Diesel's doing all the work.
Yeah. I think he's even like, that didn't go as I planned. Or something. He has some funny ass
something
line.
Like that. That wasn't how I thought it was going to
go. Yeah, that's how not I intended it to go. Yeah.
So some trivia about
this. Oh,
wait,
there's a... There's a great piece of trivia. Oh, sorry. Keep going. I was just going to say there's a great piece of trivia in there. That fucking Frankie Muniz bought that Jetta that's driven in the movie when he was like Malcolm in the Middle. Like, this is post Malcolm in the Middle. So it must be like one of his first cars was Jesse's white Jetta.
That is so funny.
Yes. Good
oh my
for
God.
Him.
I
wait,
love
let me
Frankie
confirm
Muniz.
That. Okay. Yeah. That's
no,
true.
Yeah. That's in the, it's in the trivia.
That's awesome.
And then you were also right that, it's based on Racer X, a Vibe magazine article. Remember fucking Vibe?
I miss Vibe.
Yes.
1998, which detailed illegal street racing within New York City.
Wow.
Another piece of trivia. What?
I was just going to read the next piece of trivia.
Ooh, yes. Well, I didn't know if you had it open yet.
Oh, baby, I got it all open once you yelled at me. Neither Michelle Rodriguez nor Jordana Brewster, who I took an acting class with while in L.A.
Cool.
And she was very good for the acting class. And She's also in the Fast and the Furious movie. But they didn't have driver's licenses or learner's permits. They learned on the set.
Wow. I mean.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that's the most actor bullshit ever. It's like, can you ride a horse? Yes, sir. Is it National Network? I can get on a fucking horse. And you're like, all right, here comes the day. You're like Googling, how do I ride this horse?
How do I do it?
The amount of times I've been like, yep, I can drive stick. Yep, I speak conversational Spanish. Just cast me. Hurry. I'm fucking broke and desperate.
Another piece of trivia is over 1,500 cars were at Race Wars.
Whoa.
I didn't know. Vin Diesel and Michelle Rodriguez were actually dating off screen during filming. Their sex must have been so hot.
That's why that dry humping scene is so real chemistry.
So real chemistry.
That's so real chemistry. I'm barely speaking English at the end here.
Thinking about it, it's so real chemistry, man.
Those two smashing together, I would pay to watch that.
I would. Yeah, good that money. Would be insane.
Good chunks of money.
That
Fast
would be insane.
Fast 10 better be them just going ham on each other. Vin Diesel, baby. Like 20 years older, but still bald, same skin tone, dude. Same everything. Just somehow looks exactly the same 20 years later.
Yeah.
Like the fucking marshmallow Stay Puft Man. Just never changes the way he looks. Looks great.
So, okay. There's some awards to be had and nominated for. Erickson Kaur, the film cinematographer, was nominated for a Cinematographer of the Year award at the AFI Awards.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Damn, dog. That's sick.
There's more. Vin Diesel and Paul Walker won Best On-Screen Team at the MTV Movie and Video Awards.
Woo!
It was also nominated for Best Film. Paul Walker was nominated for Best Breakthrough Performance. And Vin Diesel was nominated for Best Male Performance. Wait, Paul Walker was less... Wait, Breakthrough? Shouldn't that be flipped? I thought Paul Walker was more famous than Vin Diesel at the time.
No, this is like one of his early movies. I feel like he's just like a young hot actor coming up into this movie. I think, and I don't know how much Vin Diesel has at this point because he's in Saving Private Ryan and Boiler Room. I don't know if those are before this, but he's like he's getting by playing some small parts in some movies. Yeah.
You need to watch Tammy and the T-Rex. Paul Walker's in it.
Yes.
Tammy and the T-Rex?
So is an anthropomorphic T-Rex.
He died. So Paul Walker dies, but his brain is saved and put into a robot T-Rex.
Wow.
Who is like Paul Walker just trying to have a, and has a crush, right?
Yeah, yeah, on Denise Richards. It's one. We'll watch it. I have it on
this
Blu-ray.
Is we'll wild. It. Wait, should we get a DVD player from Dom?
Should we renegotiate our contract for 11 episodes of Newcomers and the 11th episode is
is Tammy and the T-Rex. I love it.
It's a prequel, man. Where Brian becomes Brian.
Oh, wow. So the reception was okay. Critically, the film was not well received. It currently has a 54% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. I mean,
but the audience loves it. The audience gave it 74%, and that's all. Vin Diesel's not making movies for critics.
He sure is not.
He'll eventually become a producer on the series, but for now, he's just acting in these movies, and he is planning on making family films about a family that are for families to watch.
Yes!
I can't believe how much money this made. Its budget was $38 million, and it earned $207.3 million worldwide.
Damn,
and
$40 million
in its first weekend. So it made back its budget plus some in the first fucking weekend.
No, and no superheroes, no bullshit, right. No aliens, no Star Wars.
And that was 2001, so that's like what? Trillions of dollars now?
Yeah, I don't have time to
do the
math.
Calculate the rate of inflation, it's $10 trillion.
Betsy, thank you so much for coming on Newcomers.
Thanks for having me. I had a blast. I can't wait to watch all the other ones.
I feel like also I want to say, Nicole, thank you for having me.
Gabers, thank you so much for doing this. This is a dream.
I like how you refer to Lapkus as busy.
Yeah, she's busy. She does things. You know?
Well, I'm glad she is because I got to scream with two of my favorite people, Nicole and Betsy, about one of my favorite movies in one of my favorite franchises. So be busy, Lapkus. I don't give a fuck.
Betsy, did you plug anything?
No.
Please.
No, I didn't.
Blah, blah, blah.
I got some podcasts, Funny Feeling and We Love Trash. Check those out. And then, yeah, watch Golden Arm. You can rent it or buy
it. So good.
And it's going to be on HBO Max at some point. I don't know when.
Ooh.
And check out Duncanville. Yeah.
Why don't you guys, the listeners, after you check out all Betsy's stuff, write a review of Newcomers because we will be picking one to read on the next episode.
Yes.
Spoiler alert, the movie we're covering in the next episode is...
Too Fast, Too Furious.
The first of the Fast and Furious movies to not feature Vin Diesel. Get ready.
Wait, this is...
Already?
I haven't seen Too Fast, Too Furious. What
we're gonna
Fast
love
and
it.
Furious movies have I seen?
We're going to love Too Fast. It's gonna fucking
slap. How wild
slap.
That they already don't have them in that one. Oh, well, I'm going to watch it, too. I'm going to watch it. I got to watch all these.
Also available on HBO Max. Get with it. Get on it.
Ooh, baby. I bought them a while ago. I was like, I'm going to watch them all one day. And then, you know, I got to watch them all. So they're already bought. They're in my iTunes movies because they sold it as a collection.
Ooh.
And I was like, some people buy the Criterion collection. I buy Vin Diesel's collection.
The Diesel collection, if you will.
Diesel collection.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Was a HeadGum original.